KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 56 degrees. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In the news, the 2019 Cass County Fair Livestock Shows culminated Monday night with the Grand Champion Beef Selection at the Outdoor Show Ring. Hannah Carlson took the overall Supreme Market Animal Honor. Carlson is a member of the Pimosa 4-H Club, and her Grand Champion 4-H Market Steer weighed in at 1,373 pounds. With the overall championship, she'll advance to the Best of the West District Show in Denison. Anna Carlson is the daughter of Mike and Pat Carlson. Jace Thompson showed the best overall reserve Supreme Market animal with his market steer. He'll also advance to the Best of the West District Show. Jace is the son of Jeff and Rena Thompson. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman late last night. 18-year-old Hannah Marie Lay of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:52 p.m. for public intoxication. Lay was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports this morning three additional suspects have been charged in connection with an ongoing narcotics distribution investigation. 55-year-old Richard Grace and 49-year-old Pamela Grace, both of Diagonal, appeared before the Taylor County Magistrate on charges stemming from a traffic stop on May 7th. Richard and Pamela Grace were each charged with multiple counts of possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine. Pamela Grace was also charged with possession of a controlled substance marijuana. And 55-year-old Jack Snyder of Bedford appeared before the Taylor County Magistrate on charges stemming from a traffic stop July the 8th. Snyder was charged with multiple counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and driving while license revoked. Police in Creston say there were no injuries and no citations issued following a chain reaction collision Monday afternoon. Authorities say a 2013 Chevy Camaro, driven by 22-year-old Joshua Reed of Creston, was stopped heading northbound at the stoplights for the intersection of Sumner and Adams Streets in Creston. A 2014 Ford Fusion, driven by 33-year-old Ashley Nelson of Greenfield, was directly behind the Camaro and also came to a complete stop. A 2000 Mercury Grand Marquis, driven by 52-year-old Camilla Walters of Mount Air, was traveling northbound when a woman mixed up the gas and brake pedals, and as a result, her car struck the Ford, which in turn hit the Chevy. Damage from the collisions amounted to $4,300. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following an accident around 3:30 p.m. Monday west of Red Oak. A 2014 Ford F-150 pickup owned by MidAmerican Energy and driven by 57-year-old Raymond Flick of Red Oak was stopped on Highway 34 eastbound at the bridge construction traffic light. A 2002 Pontiac Grand Am owned and operated by 80-year-old Michael Wingett of Omaha was eastbound on Highway 34 and failed to get completely stopped prior to hitting the rear of the pickup. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $4,000. Wingett was cited for failure to have insurance. Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the alleged abduction of a teenager. Officers received a call at around 8:30 a.m. Monday about a possible attempted abduction that had occurred in the area of Valley View and Mall Drive in Council Bluffs. Police received information that a 15-year-old female was running on Mall Drive when an unknown white male approached her and tried to grab her by the arm. The female said that she struck the male and was able to run off. The suspect is described as being a white man about 45 to 50 years old who was wearing a black coat, blue jeans, gray shoes, and green stocking cap. Several officers checked the area but were unable to locate any suspects. The incident remains under investigation. Now, if you happen to be in the area of the alleged incident between 8 and 8:30 a.m. Monday and happen to have seen a male matching the description I gave you, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4765. The Council Bluffs PD would also like to remind runners and hikers to be aware of their surroundings and, whenever possible, travel in groups of two or more. Any suspicious people or activity should be reported to 911 immediately. More than 4 months after floodwaters devastated parts of southwest Iowa, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has completed the first four breach closures on levee systems on Iowa's side of the Missouri River, with at least 40 more breaches to fix. Fremont County Emergency Management Director Mike Gracilius said that depending on how much snowfall comes next winter, he's worried the promised protection won't be enough to prevent more flooding.
at 25-year protection, anything like what we had this year or in 2011 or last year will overtop that 25-year protection level.
He adds that it's been told getting levee systems to pre-flood conditions could take 2 to 3 years. Mills County spokeswoman Sherry Bowen says the continued flooding has had people digging deep into their pockets and savings accounts to pay the mortgage on their damaged homes and to try and rent temporary places.
At this point, as folks are getting settlements from FEMA on their properties, they're finding that ongoing rent support is just no longer an option for many households. So financially, it is a huge, huge strain for people.
Bowen says some people are living in campers, which won't work in the fall and winter when the cold weather arrives. FEMA has provided Mills County with 8 mobile home units so far. In our funeral announcements, Diana Fagan, age 65, of Manning, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Diana Fagan will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gladys McCrory, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys McCrory will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Kelly Evans, age 64, of Griswold, died July 20th. Graveside services for Bruce Evans will be today at 1 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Phyllis Sponsler, age 84, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Sponsler will be on Saturday, August the 3rd, at 10 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Reagan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Violet Cardell, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Violet Cardell will be held Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Raleigh Woltman, age 95, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Raleigh Woltman will be held August 6th at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Violet Huntley, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Williston, North Dakota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Violet Huntley will be held at a later date in Williston, South Dakota. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Shirley Fagan, age 59, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Shirley Fagan are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. And Wanda Peterson, age 88, of Sioux Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wanda Peterson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.